Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Pei. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin our shiur from the top of Daf Pei, which in fact is in the middle of a Mishnah that began on Daf Ayin Tes Omid Beis. We are dealing with the mixture of bloods from two korbanos. So the top line says, "Hanitnin b'matona achas shenis arvu benitnin b'matona achas." If the bloods of a type of korban, a type of sacrifice that require a singular blood application to the mizbeach, for example, Rashi says the dam of a bechor, of a firstborn animal, which is known as a bechor, a type of korban that a kohen will bring to the Beis HaMikdash, if that gets mixed up with another kind of animal, another kind of korban that also has a singular blood application to the Mizbeach, and the example Rashi cites would be a Meiser Behema. So a Bechor, dam of a Bechor, gets mixed up with Meiser Behema dam. What do you do now with regard to the blood applications? Yinosnu b'matona achas. You do one blood application. Matan arba b'matan arba, a type of korban that has a multiple blood application requirement. For example, an oila that has a four-side mizbeach blood application. In effect, the four sides are really two applications, but each one reaches two sides of the mizbeach, equaling a total of four sides. So the example that Rashi gives would be a dam of an ola that gets mixed up with dam of a shlomim, or the dam of an osham. The Mishnah says, yinosnu b'matan arba. Well, then you do four applications of that dam. Another example, matan arba b'matan b'matona achas, a sacrifice that requires four applications, gets mixed up with the blood of a sacrifice that requires one application. What is one to do? Rabbi Elazar Omer, yinosnu b'matan arba. You will make four applications. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yinosnu b'matona achas. You will do a singular application. And the Mishnah now goes on with a back and forth discussion between these two Tanoim. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, if you do a singular blood application, harihu oiver al bal tigra, you're in violation of the Torah's warning, do not detract from whatever. In other words, when the Torah dictates a particular number of actions to do, you are not to do less. So in this case, where a four got mixed up with a one, and you're going to only do a singular application, you're detracting from the blood that would ordinarily require four applications. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Elazar, if you follow your prescription of doing four applications in the case of a four that gets mixed up with a one, so harehu over al bal toisif. Well, then you'll be in violation with regard to the sacrifice that requires one application, and you're going to do four like you prescribe. So you're in violation of the Torah prohibition of do not do more than you're supposed to do. So with regard to that singular blood application, you're going to do four like Rebbe Elazar suggests, you'll be in violation of Baal Tosif. Omar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Lezer, who said you should do four, says lo ne'amar baal tosif ela keshuv atzmo. The violation of baal tosif of do not do more is only when something is in isolation, when it's by itself. In this case, though, the one is together with a four. So by doing four, you're not in violation of baal tosif with regard to the one. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, who? Rabbi Yeshua is the one that said, just do one. He says in defense of his own position, lo ne'amar baal tigra elo keshuv atzmo. The violation of baal tigra is only when it is by itself. In other words, if you had the blood of a korban that requires four applications and you do less, then in fact you would be over on baal tigra. But here the four is mixed with a one. The Oid, Omar of Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua further goes on to argue his position. Rabbi Yeshua, who said, just do one, he says, Kishin Asato, Avarta al Baal Tosif, Ve'osiso Maisi Ve'odecha. When you do like you said, namely when you do four, you are in violation of Baal Tosif, and you're also doing an action. However, Kishalon Asato, however, if you follow my way of doing only one, Avarta al Baal Tigra, you may be in violation of baal tigra, however, v'lo asisa maisi v'yadecha, but you haven't done an action, so that a non-action is considered a less severe type of violation than a violation done with an action. Omar Rebbe Lozer. Let's not confuse this name with the name in the Mishnah. This is an Amora, a scholar of a later generation, and now he's commenting on that which we saw in the Mishnah. Omar Rebbe Lozer, lo hichshir Rebbe Eliezer, elo shnayim shnayim. Rebbe Eliezer, who said in our Mishnah that you are to, if we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we saw that the Dam of Tamimim, this is back on Ayin Tesomit Beis, the Mishnah spoke about the mixing up of the blood of Tamimim, of unblemished animals, sacrifices, Bedam Bale Mumin, and the Mishnah spoke about a mixture of Kois Bekoisis. On the second line of the Mishnah on Ayin Tesomit Beis, you had the blood of Tamimim that got mixed up with the blood of blemished animals, Bale Mumin, which are not fit as sacrifices, and the blood did not get mixed up together in one vessel, but rather you had a separate cup of Tomim blood and a separate cup of Bale Mum blood. That's Kois Bekoises. And to be a little more accurate, more exact, one cup of Bale Mum blood got mixed up with several cups of Tomim blood. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, over there on Ayin Tesomid Beis, he said, Im Korev Kois Echod, Yikruvu Kol HaKoisis. He said, if one cup was offered, if one cup of blood was sprinkled, then you have license to sprinkle all the rest. The logic being that the one that was offered already, that was the blemished blood. That was the Baal Mum blood. Hence, the rest can be offered on the grounds that they are legitimate kosher sacrifices. So Rebbe Lozer now on our Gemara says that in the case of Kois B'Koisos, where Rebbe Lozer said if one was offered, then you can offer the other Koisos, Rebbe Lozer allows that only Lo hichshi Rebbe Lozer elo shnayim shnayim. That's when the subsequent cup offerings are done in twos. After one cup was offered, then you continue the offering of blood in cups, in two cups at a time. Aval echod echod loy, but one at a time, no. The logic behind this is very similar to what was seen in an earlier Gemara in this perek, and that was the case of limbs that got mixed up. Limbs of kosher sacrifices got mixed into them, limbs of a Baal Mum. And there too, we saw a similar statement where if one of the limbs was offered, let us say heads got mixed up, heads of a head of a baal mum, of a blemished animal, got mixed up with the heads of kosher sacrifices. There, Rebbe Elazar also said that if one head was offered, then you can offer subsequent heads by throwing two into the fire of the Mizbeach each time. And the logic was, as we said, first of all, the one head that was already offered, that was the baal mum head. And the subsequent heads, we say that since only one baal mum got mixed up in the group of unblemished sacrifices, each time I offer two heads in the fire, one of the two heads is definitely not problematic, because only one problematic head got mixed in the first place. So there's a concept of migu that we activate. Migu means since, which states, since one of these heads is definitely kosher, the other one is also kosher. That same principle we're going to apply over here, when, according to Rebbe Elazar, the Amora, Rebbe Elazar allows the subsequent offering of the blood, that's only if you're offering two cups each time, that we could say that since one of these sprinklings is legitimate, the other one is also legitimate. Before we go further, we should note that this is our topic heading as well on the outside margin, the Nosei. Hal de Rebbe Elazar, Dimkorev Koisechot Mutu Lahakiv Shara Koisois, that which Rebbe Elazar says that if one cup was offered, you can offer the rest of the cups of blood, Hainu Shiakiv Shtei Koisis Bukolpam, that's provided you're sprinkling blood from two cups each time. Let's continue in the Gemara. Mosiv Rav Dimi asks on Rebbe Elazar, and he says, "V'chachomim oimrim, afilu korev kulon chutz me'echod mehem yishboich la'amo." This you can see is a quote from our Mishnah, where the Chachomim, arguing on Rebbe Elazar, said that even if all of the cups were offered except for one of them, in other words, only one cup remained, the Chachomim say, it shall be spilled out into the exit ditch, the Amo, which is the ditch that was in the temple courtyard, in which rejects were spilled and carried and flowed out of the Beis HaMikdash. So, what do we see from the Chachomim? That even if one remains, you are not to offer it. But on this point, Rebbe Elazar disagrees, and he would say that if one remains, that you could still offer it. So we see to the contrary of what Rebbe Elazar was claiming, that Rebbe Elazar allows only in units of two. Omar le Rabbi Yankov le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. Rabbi Yankov says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Asbur aloch, I will explain this to you. My echod. What is the meaning of echod that the Chachomim said? Zug echod, a pair, two. In other words, the Chachomim are saying that even if you offered all of them except for a pair of two, they shall be spilt into the exit ditch." On which Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah disagrees and says, if two remain, you can still offer them. At this point, the Gemara makes a long point. You can see a nekuda aruka, a long point marking. To the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, you see a nun that's circled, indicating nekuda, a point, with a dashed vertical line. All of the lines opposite this dashed vertical line form a singular point. And we'll glance at the outside margin under our no say heading to discover what will be discussed. The no say is hesber, an explanation. Litzurich machlokes Rebbe Elazar v'chachomim pamayim. Why is it necessary to have the controversy between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachomim stated twice? One is be'evorim, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, and two be'koisis, as we see in our Mishnah with the cups of blood. The Evorim was the case of limbs, and we used that to illustrate our halacha before, where we spoke about a baal mum head got mixed into multiple kosher sacrificial heads. And the case of kosis, of course, is the cup of dam from a baal mum got mixed in with cups of blood of kosher sacrifices. The Gemara will now deal with the need for this machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe Elazar stated twice. Utsricha. We need the machlokes Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim in the these two examples of mixtures. The e itmar b'ha. Had we taught the case of the eforim, the limbs, b'ha kram Rebbe Elazar, there Rebbe Elazar says you can offer the rest, mishum ti isavid be kaporoso. Because at the point that one offers the limbs, the main atonement has already been accomplished. Because you're talking at a point in time after the blood was already sprinkled, and the primary atonement accomplished by a sacrifice is that, and the term atonement is the kaporoso, that's accomplished by the sprinkling of the blood. So maybe only in a case where the basic role of the korban has already been accomplished, then he suggests this leniency of continuing to offer the limbs. Aval b'ha, but in the case of the mix-up of cups, Ema modi luhu l'rabbonan. Maybe Rabbi Elazar would admit to the Rabbonan and say that no, you cannot offer any of the cups, even if one was already sprinkled. V'yidmar b'ha, and had we taught the machlokis just in the case of cups, b'ha kamri Rabbonan, I would think that only in the case of cups do the Rabbonan have their restrictive approach of spill the remaining cups into the ditch, into the amo. Aval b'ha, in the case of the limbs, emo modu Rabbi Eliezer. I would think, I would have thought that the Chachamim would concede to Rabbi Eliezer that since the kapor was already accomplished, so you can offer the rest of the limbs. Sricho, therefore, I have to tell you that case as well, that even though the ikur kapora was already accomplished, the Rabbanon are still strict in the case of the limbs as well. As you can see, we have a slash marking in our Gemara, indicating that which follows is a new idea. So let's glance at the outside margin to see the topic heading, the nose, Machlokes Rebbe Elazar v'Chachomim be'inyan Tzluchis Shalmei Para Aduma. We'll see a machlokes between these two Tanoim, Rebbe Elazar and the Chachomim, regarding a flask of Para Aduma water. Shenoflu l'soicha mayim v'alma. Some simple water spilled in, got mixed up with the Para Aduma water. Para Aduma water is the water that has the ashes of a red cow mixed into it for the purpose of providing purification from the in the case of Tumas Meis, contact with impurity as a result of being in the in contact with a corpse. That's the Para Aduma water. And our case features water, non-Para Aduma water, standard water, getting mixed in with it. Lefi Rebbe Eliezer, Yazeh Shtei Azois. According to Rebbe Eliezer, if you have a situation like that, someone who, let's say you have someone then that needs the purification of the Mei Para Aduma, so instead of doing a singular sprinkling of water on the client, do two. The fi chachamim puzzle. According to chachamim, the fact that the standard water fell into the Para Aduma water, it renders it unfit. Let's now see the source inside, and the Gemara will then try to explain each one of the opinions. Tanan hasam tzluchis shel naflu l'soicha mayim kol shehu. A tzluchis is a vessel or a flask of Mei Para Aduma, that were water that was sanctified for the purpose of providing purification from Tumas Meis, and there fell into it Mayim Kolshu, standard water, simple water, and any amounts. And Kolshu could be a minuscular amount. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yazesh De Hazos. Religious says that in the case of a client needing purification, so sprinkle on him two sprinklings. V'chachomim poslim. Chachomim say that there is no solution with regard to this water. Bishlamo Rabbanan. And before we go further in the Gemara, let's just note that the next section of Gemara essentially is a long question. It's indicated by the kuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara, with a vertical dashed line, indicating that all of the lines of Gemara parallel to this vertical dashed line form the question. So the Gemara says that, and we've also squiggled underline, you can see, Bishlam Rabbanan, and two lines later, Elo L'Rabbi Lezer. But this, in effect, we're saying that things can be understood according to the Rabbanan. However, according to Rabbi Lezer, we're going to have trouble nailing what exactly is the reasoning behind his point of view. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbanan, Savri, the Rabbanan are of the opinion, point one, Yesh Bila. Bila is an expression meaning a uniform mixture, that in when two substances get mixed up, when you take any subunit of that mix-up, in this case we're talking of course of a liquid mixture, there is a representation of the kosher material and the unkosher material. So that's Bila, a sense of uniform mixture. The hazah, Sri Hashir, another point is that the the hazah, the sprinkling of the Paraduma water requires an amount, a formal amount, an official quantity. The Ein mitstarfin lahazos, and that there is no joining up or adding together of subunits of that required amount to form the required amount. There's no tziruf. Tziruf is, as we mentioned, this idea of joining up subunits in order to form the required amount. So with that in mind, just if we go over the Chachamim, with this water, the Mei Paraduma water, that there got mixed into it unacceptable water, there's no solution, because in any given sprinkling, you're going to have a representation of unacceptable water, and that unacceptable water in effect is represents an amount that there should have been kosher water, the real Mei Paraduma water there, so that in the sprinkling I'm lacking the required, in a singular sprinkling I'm lacking the required amount. Now if you'll suggest, why not just do two sprinklings so that thereby you'll complete the required amount by joining sprinkling two with sprinkling number one. So to that we say that Ein Mitztarfin Lazos. Hence there is no solution. Elo Rabbi Eliezer, my Kosovar. Rabbi Eliezer, who suggested in the case of Stam water getting mixed up with the Mei Paraduma water, do two sprinklings. What's his opinion? We'll analyze this in sections, and you can see we have this dashed underline section by section as we analyze. E kosovar ein bila, if he is of the opinion that there is no uniform mixing, then ki mazeh shtei hazos mai have. If you do two sprinklings, so what have you accomplished? Dilma trevayo mayo komazi. Maybe both of the sprinklings are from the unacceptable water that fell in. Ela, so rather you have to say kosovar yesh bila, that if any sprinkling or if two sprinklings are to be viewed as successfully providing tara, it must be that there is a sense of uniform mixture, so that in each sprinkling there is kosher paraduma water. E kosavar ein hazot tzricha shiur. We're now looking at the second point that we used in explaining the Rabbanan. What is Rabbi Lezer's stand on that point? So that has to do with the issue of required amount. If he requires e kosavar ein hazah tzricha shiur, that hazah, the sprinkling, does not have a formal amount, namely any amount, and even a microscopic amount of kosher water would suffice, then lomali shtei hazos. Why would he require two sprinklings? After all, we've established that he holds yesh bila, there is uniform mixture. which states that in any given sprinkling there is a representation of some kosher water, and if you'll say that there's no requirement, no official amount required, so then even a microscopic amount would suffice, so that in one sprinkling, based on your holding yesh bilo, you would have accomplished what you need to do. So what would you need to have two hazos for, Ella? Rather, it must be kosovar that he holds hazot tzricha shiur, that when we talk about the sprinkling of the Mei Poraduma, we're talking about a formal required amount. V'i kosovar ein mitstarfin hazos, and if you'll hold that, if Rabbi Elezer were to hold that you cannot join up, you can't add hazos to create, to form the required amount, well then, ki mazeh shtei hazos mayhave. What would you accomplish then by doing two hazos? If you're doing the two hazos in order to achieve the required amount, if you hold ein mitstarfin, so you wouldn't be doing anything. You wouldn't accomplish anything. The e nami mitstarfin hazos, and even if you say that there is tziruf, there is a set that one can rely on joining up of sprinklings to form the required amount, Mi yemar demoli le shiur. Who is to guarantee that in doing two sprinklings of this mixed water that you will have sprinkled the required amount of poraduma water? After all, there is unacceptable water mixed in over here. So who says that after two sprinklings you will have filled the required amount of kosher water in the sprinklings? At this point, then, we're left with a question in our understanding Rebbe Eliezer, who said that in the case of the Mei Poraduma that gets mixed up with standard water or unacceptable water, two sprinklings are to be done. Why? As we go on in the Gemara, we will see a volcano form or a trapezoid, which is one of our geometric forms, series indicators. On the outside margin, you'll notice there is a mivneh. The mivneh is the structural note. Here we've explained hezberim l'shitas Rebbe Eliezer. These represent attempts to explain Rebbe Eliezer. We will see three of these as till we reach the end of the page. Reish Lakish, Rava, and Ravashi. Omar Reish Lakish, li'olam yesh bila. Rabbi Eliezer will hold that there is bila, this idea of uniform mixture. V'hazo tzricha shi'ur. And sprinkling of the poraduma water does have a fixed amount that needs to be sprinkled. V'hocha b'may askinan. And the case that is featured in the Tanaic source that's in the frame where the Chachamim appeared together with Rabbi Eliezer in their controversy, Kigoin shnis arvu achas be'achas. That's a case where a singular amount of pora aduma water got mixed up with an equal amount of unkosher water. If we look at the Rashi that's found right under the Gemara, Hocha b'maskin, k'goin shenisarvu achas b'achas, shiur hazo mizu v'shiur hazo mizu. The shiur, the required amount of kosher water, got mixed up with an equivalent amount of unkosher water, v'nisarvu, and they got mixed up. Hilkoch kimazeh shtei hazois. When you do two sprinklings, al korchoch moli le shiuro, you have thereby definitely sprinkled the required amount. After all, there are two sprinklings worth of water over here. So by doing two of them, you have definitely sprinkled the required amount. Shemaylo hoyu min apsulim kan elo kidei hazoachas. There was, after all, only one sprinkling quantity of unacceptable water. Fuizo shtayim, and he did two sprinklings. The achas ba'achas lav davka nokat. The idea of one and one is not to be taken as only that case. Dimhoyu hakshir harbe. If you had a situation of one unit of unkosher water mixed in with many units of kosher water, kol shekein de kosher kimazeh shtei hazos. then it, all the more would it be a kosher situation if you did two sprinklings, the tufanid ksherim, because there is an abundance of kosher water. Meichot teis the mifsal, from on what grounds would you think to render it unfit? Elo mishum psulim nokat law. The only reason that one and one is cited as the example is because there is only one unit of psulim, so we said the Gemara cited as an example one unit of kosher. Well, let's go back now to the Gemara. Rava Omar. Rava's explanation for Rabbi Eliezer. Li'olam Yesh Bila. He goes along with Reish Lakish on that point that there is a uniform mixture. V'hazah ein tzricha shiur. And sprinkling does not require any formal, any distinct amount. In fact, a microscopic amount of kosher paraduma water would suffice to render purification. Well, if that's the case, then wouldn't one sprinkling of the water be enough? Because in that one sprinkling, you would have had, since you hold yesh bila, there's uniform mixture, you would have a representation of kosher water in the sprinkling. That should be enough. So the question is, why do you require two? Uknasa de konsu rabbonon. The rabbonon issued a type of fine. Ki hechi de lo mishtarish lei. So that one should not benefit by the presence of the unkosher water. Let us glance at the Rashi on this as well. Rava Omar Leolam Yesh Bila Vazo Einot Zricha Shiur. Ushte Hazos de Komar, the two sprinklings that Rabbi Eliezer requires, Lavlim Liyashiura, it's not in order to fill up the required amount. Elo Knosahu, it's simply a rabbinically imposed fine. Delo Nishtarish, what does that mean? Shelo Yistakir Benefilazu, so that one should not have a sense of profiting by the mixing in of the unkosher water, the harbois meimov b'mayim sulim, by having now an increase in total amount of water, and thereby profiting by this unfit water mixing into the paraduma water, creating a greater amount available for sprinklings. So we say, instead of doing one sprinkling that you ordinarily would have been able to do, do two, so that you don't benefit by the mixing in of the unkosher water. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi says that the Mishnah is to be understood as a mixing in, and this girsa that we have written in between the lines is taken from the Rashi, and Rashi says that the girsa should be Mayim Kolshehu Tanan. The Mishnah cites just a kolshu, a minuscular amount of unkosher water fell in, v'ein bila, and as far as Rav Ashi is concerned, in explaining Rebbe Eliezer, there is no uniform mixture. However, since the unkosher water that fell in is only a minuscule, a microscopic amount, so to speak, yazesh te hazos, do two hazos. In other words, after you've done, since the amayim that's unfit is kolshu, is a minuscule amount, once you do two hazos, one of those sprinklings is definitely the kosher water. In other words, even if one sprinkling was completely the unacceptable water, but that would be the entire amount that fell in the first place. So the second sprinkling would be the paraduma water. So as we look over these shitas, Reish Lakish, Rava, and Rav Ashi, we see that according to Reish Lakish and Rava, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila. According to Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. As we go on in the Gemara, we have to take note of the structure. You'll notice that we have a crown form that appears. This is explained in the outside margin under our Mivneh heading. The crown represents Kushos al Shnayim Amoroyim Deliel. We're going to present two questions on the Amoroyim that we just saw in the volcanoes. One will be a kasha, the question on Reish Lakish, and two will be a kasha on Rav Ashi. We must point out, though, that the second question, which appears on the top of Omid Beis, also is part of a series of additional points that will follow that are represented by triangles on Omid Beis. And that actually forms a series of kashas on Rav Ashi. So the breakdown is, we have initially a question on Reish Lakish, and then on Omid Beis there will be a question, actually a series of questions on Rav Ashi. So let's continue in the Gemara. Meisvei, we have a Tanaic source, Rebbe Oimer, L'divrei Rebbe Eliezer. According to Rebbe Eliezer, that says two hazos are to be done, and that accomplishes purification. Hazol kolshehu metaheres. We can see from his shita that even a hazol kolshehu, meaning a microscopic amount, is sufficient for providing purification. Hazol ein tzricha shiur, and as a result of saying that hazol kolshu metaheres, we can conclude that the hazol does not have a required amount. That point is contrary to what Reish Lakish suggested. Reish Lakish said in his statement, if you look up a few lines under Reish Lakish's name, the Beis, there it said that hazol tzricha shiur. Here we see hazol ein tzricha shiur. And another point is hazol mechza kosher u'mechza posel. A hazol, a sprinkling that has in it a mixture of kosher and unkosher water, is also effective. And Rashi points out that this last point is mechadish, that one should not think that which we said, that hazol kol shehu is metayer, that's only if the kol shehu exists in isolation, namely where it's not mixed with other water. The chidush here is that even if the hazol kolshu is mixed with other water, it still is effective. But for our purposes, to focus on the main question, we see that hazol ein tzricha shiur, and that's contrary to Reish Lakish. The Oid Tanya, and furthermore, we have another question. This question will be directed at Rav Ashi. The source says, "Hanitnin lamalo shnisarvu benitnin lamatov." This is a reference to a mixture of bloods. There are bloods of certain sacrifices, for example, korban chatos, that is whose sprinkling or application to the mizbeach is to be done on the upper half of the mizbeach. That's lamalo. That kind of blood got mixed up with sacrificial blood that is required to be placed lamata, on the lower half of the mizbeach. Reb Lezer Omer, yitain lamalo. You do the application above, and there is a text that is added between the lines. V'royani esatachtonim ki'ilu heinayim, and I view the presence of the lower bloods that are applied right now on the upper half of the mizbeach as if it's water. V'hatachtonim olu loy, and the lower bloods, one will fulfill its requirement when, after he does the upper application, he then goes ahead and does the lower application. Rashi comments here, starting with the Rashi four lines from the top, Hanitlin Lamala, Kos Salkadaitoch, the understanding right now, which is subject to change later, but the understanding right now of this case is Stam Chatos Bedam Oila. There is a mixture of chatos blood, which is an upper application, bedam ola, which is a lower application, yitain lamalo, you shall apply it above, lahachshir chatos, to fulfill the chatos requirement, which is an upper blood application, de mitzvah lahakdim el yonim l'tachtoinim, k'nomer l'kamon perakol hatodir, there is a requirement of giving precedence or preference to the upper before you do the lower, as is taught later in this Masechta. And Rabbi Lezer gives you the right of looking at the lower blood when placed in the when placed on the upper part of the mizbech, which is an improper location with regard to the lower blood, but you can do it anyway and simply view it as if it's water, meaning as if it's a non-entity at that point in time. The Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe Lezer. They hold that in a case of upper getting mixed up with lower, you pour it out into the elimination ditch. The next Rashi says, "V'hatachtonim olulo kishiyachsor v'yiten shirayim lemata l'shem shirayim olulo v'af lematan dam oila." When you, after doing the upper application of this mixed blood, then you go ahead and do the lower application, you will thereby fulfill the requirement of the shirayim. Shirayim is a halacha that says that after you do the required blood application, any remaining blood is to be poured at the base of the mizbeach. So when you, after doing the upper application of this mixture, blood mixture, you will then do a lower application, you will thereby fulfill the shirayim requirement as well as the dam ola requirement. After all, there was ola blood that got mixed in here as well. Let's continue now in the Gemara, and let's also take note of the double underline that appears on this omid a couple of times. We're going to be emphasizing the expression e amris ein bila. Let's now go on in the Gemara. The e amris ein bila, if you are going to explain that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there is no, we don't hold from bila, namely when you have a mixture of liquids, there isn't necessarily a uniform mixture. That's what Ravashi said. Ravashi said within Rabbi Eliezer, said ein bila. Well, if you say that, amai olulo, how can it be stated that you have fulfilled your requirements? When you do this blood mixture of upper and lower, you do an upper application. Let's say you hold there is no bila, that there isn't uniform mixture. It could be that at the time you're doing the upper application, there is no representation of upper blood. It's only lower blood that you're doing. If that be the case, how can the source tell us, olulo, that he's fulfilled his requirements? So that would be a kasha on Rav Ashi. The Gemara answers this kasha, this question. Hocha b'mayaskinon, kagoin de'iko rubo elyonim. A mixture of blood has a majority, has the rove of upper blood. The koyoyev lemalo shiur tachtoinim v'oid. And he is doing an application of blood, a quantity of blood is reaching the upper part of the mizbeach that is greater than the amount of lower blood that got mixed in the first place. If that be the case, then even if the upper application contained only lower blood, in effect, you've done all of the lower blood plus some. That plus some, that v'oi, that extra, is upper blood. And you've thereby accomplished the upper application, the dam chatos. The Gemara asks, but ho tachtoinim olulo kotoni. But the source says that he has fulfilled his lower obligation as well. The Gemara answers, when we speak about lower application, we're not talking about the fulfillment of the ola korban, the ola sacrifice that got mixed in. Rather, we're talking only l'shem shirayim, the halacha that we alluded to before, that after the blood of an upper korban, after the blood of a sacrifice is offered, then the residue blood must be poured out at the base of the mizbeach. So in this particular case, after you did the upper application, which was a quantity of blood that contained the amount applied in the upper part of the mizbeach contained an amount greater than the lower blood that ever got mixed in, when you do after that the lower application, you will be fulfilling the shirayim requirement, the residue of the upper blood requirement. But we're not suggesting that you will have fulfilled the olah blood application whatsoever. Toshma. We continue analyzing, and we should note before we go any further that these triangles are explained in the outside margin, in the upper part of the outside margin, under our Nosei Mivneh heading, Kushos al Rav Ashi. These all form questions on Rav Ashi, the Hizbir Shitas Rebbe Lezer Domer Yazesh Te'azois, who explained Rebbe Lezer, who spoke about doing two sprinklings, al smach the Ein Bila, on the basis of the Rebbe Lezer holding Ein Bila, that there is no uniform mixture. Hare Royim Mekoris Me Mashma the Yesh Bila. We will see sources that seem to indicate that there is Bila. So we continue with these questions. Toshma Nosan Lamato Veloy Nimlach. Blood was applied to the lower part of the Mizbeach without having consulted beforehand. This is, of course, dealing with a mixture of upper blood with lower blood. If we glance at the Rashi that you find under the Gemara text, Nosan Lamatov Lo Nimlach, Di'i Nimlach, had there been consultation, the Rebbe Lezer Havamrinan Lei, according to Rebbe Lezer, the Kohen would have been told, Tain Lamalo, you should have applied the upper blood before the lower blood. The mitzvah lahakdim el yonim l'tachton per kol atodir. Ulu rabbonon yishpoch l'amo. And according to the rabbonon, when you have a mixture of upper blood with lower blood, you spill it into the rejection ditch. However, in this case, in the case of the mixture of upper with lower blood, he applied initially lamato, and he did that without consulting. Rav Elazar Omer, Yachzor V'yitein Lamala. Afterwards, you do a second application on the upper half of the Mizbeach. V'atachtoinim Olu Loi. And the lower bloods, he has been Yotze, he's fulfilled his requirements. The Havamina right now is that he is Yotze, Chatos, and Ola. That would show us that there is Bila. Once again, the Havamina, the thought is, upon reading this source, that he's able to fulfill by, after having done the lower application, does an upper application, and thereby fulfills both sacrificial requirements, Chatas and Ola. That would show us that there is Bila, that there is uniform mixture. Because otherwise, how can you say he has fulfilled both of them? Maybe everything that he did below was Schatos blood, and everything he did above was Ola blood in their respective incorrect locations. So the Gemara answers, Hocho Nami, in order to understand this source, this too is Berubo Elyonim. Rove of the blood in this mixture is upper, is Chatos blood. V'koyoyiv lamalo shiur tachtoinim v'od. And when he does the upper application, he is doing a quantity of blood that contains all, that contains the total quantity of lower blood, plus more. So that in the worst case scenario, that his upper application was contained exclusively lower blood, nevertheless, he did an upper application that contained more than the amount, that more than the total amount of lower blood that fell into this mixture. The Gemara asks, "V'ha tachtoinim olulo kotoni?" But the source says that he has fulfilled his lower application as well, and that would seem to indicate he will fulfill the Ola application as well. But according to this scenario, that he's doing an upper according to this scenario, which in order to defend Rav Ashi is premised on the idea that there's Ein Bila, there's room to suggest that all of the lower blood was applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach. So how can you say Tachtonim Olulo, that the lower application, namely the Ola obligation, has been fulfilled?
The Gemara answers, in fact, we're not suggesting that the Ola obligation is fulfilled. L'shem Shirayim, the lower application that is spoken about here, is a fulfillment of the Shirayim, the leftover of the upper blood. Toshma, another source, which is presented as a Kashan Ravashi, Nosnon Lamalo Velo Nimlach. Let's say, once again, you have the mixture of an upper with a lower, and you did an upper application without consulting. For if one would have consulted, if the Kohen would have consulted beforehand, the Kohen, if he would rule, let us say, like the Rabbanon, he would say, let it be all poured into the rejection ditch. Because the Rabbanon are of the opinion that you cannot attempt to salvage one korban at the expense of another. Therefore, when you have a mixture of upper and lower, pour it all into the rejection ditch. In this case, though, there was no consultation, and the Kohen went ahead and did an upper application, the lo nimlach, without having consulted. Elu v'elu moedim, the Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanon agree, shiachzor v'yitein lamato. Do a lower application, after you did an upper one. So go ahead and do a lower application. V'elu v'elu olu lo. And both of these have with both of these, he has fulfilled his requirement. It sounds like both korbonos are kosher. That's what it sounds like at this point. The Gemara answers, Hocha Nami, this case too is to be explained as Beruba El Yoinim, that rove of the blood that is in this mixture is upper blood. And according to Rabbi Lezer, Ein Bila, the koyohiv lemalo shiur tachtoinim v'oid, and that upper application contains a quantity of blood that is greater than the amount of lower blood that got mixed in. And Rabbi Eliezer, who we just mentioned, according to Rav Ashi, will hold Ein Bila. Therefore, he will fulfill only the Chatos obligation. The Rabbonon that hold from Bila would say that he is Yotze both Korbonos. Because holding Yesh Bila, you're saying there is uniform mixture, and therefore, after having done the upper, which would have contained Chatos blood, you then go ahead and do the lower, that would contain Ola blood. The Gemara asks, but Vaha Elu V'Elu Olulo Kotoni. It says in this source that he has fulfilled both requirements. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, how can you say that he has fulfilled both requirements? If, as Rav Ashi says, Ein Bila, and he's doing an upper application containing a quantity greater than the amount of lower blood, it could be, as we mentioned before a few times, it could be that all of the lower blood was applied on the upper part of the Mizbeach. How can you then say Elu v'elu olulo according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara responds, Mi kotoni elu v'elu moidim? Does it say all opinions agree that he's yotze both korbanos? It doesn't say that both opinions agree that he's yotze both korbanos. Rather, elu v'elu olulo kotoni. All it says is that both of the bloods enable him to fulfill his obligation, but according to whom? Sefer Ason the Rabbonon. That comment that says Elu Velu Olulo, that the upper and lower blood applications are fulfilling his requirement, that works out according to the Rabbonon. That's once again, Sefer Ason the Rabbonon, the Amri Yesh Bila. That's according to the Rabbonon who hold from Yesh Bila. But Rabbi Eliezer, as Rav Ashi explained earlier, holds Ein Bila. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, In this scenario, he would be yotze only the chatas and not the lower oila. Toshma, we continue with our kashas on Ravashi. We have another Tanaic installment. Hanitnin b'matona achas, shenisarvu b'nitnin b'matona achas, inosnu b'matona achas. This we saw in our Mishnah, at the point at which we began today's shiur. If a Bechor blood got mixed up with a Meiser Behema blood, each one of these types of sacrifices require a singular application. So the Mishnah says, do a singular application. The question now comes up, V'yamr saying Bila, if you hold that there is no, that there is not uniform mixture, Hamayinos b'matona achas, Dilmo mehai kyoiv, mehai lo kyoiv. Why is the Mishnah suggesting something that will not provide a solution? Why is it that you're doing just one application of blood? Maybe since you hold Ein Bila in that one application of blood, you have only one of the two sacrifices represented, so that you in effect may be applying from one and not from the other. The Gemara answers, Kigon shinis arvu achas ba'achas. The case here is that only one quantity of sprinkling got mixed up with another singular sprinkling quantity. And the expression of yinos matona achas, Rashi explains, achas ba'achas, shiur, we're looking at Rashi that you'll find about seven lines up from the bottom of the Rashi commentary, achas b'achas, shiur matona mizeh, a quantity of blood from one, a quantity of sprinkling of one, meaning of the b'chor, v'shiur mizeh, and the quantity of sprinkling of meiser behema blood, they got mixed up. V'katoni yinosnu matona achas, that expression of give one blood application, Bishvil kol aichod komar, dainu shtei matonos. In effect, it means you do two applications. Dinimsu shteihem b'mizbeach. If you do two blood sprinklings, you will in effect have sprinkled all of the blood that got mixed up in this case. The Gemara continues with questions along the same lines. Maton arba b'matan arba. The Mishnah describes where a korban of a four-side application got mixed up with another four-side application type sacrifice. The example we cited in learning the Mishnah was an ola got mixed up with shlamim, ola blood with shlamim blood. The Mishnah said, and do a four application. And that would supposedly solve the problem. But if you hold Ein Bila, is it not so that the one-time four-side application doesn't enable you to fulfill both korbanos? So the Gemara answers, just like we saw above, just like we saw just before this, Hochanami shinis arvu arba ba'arba, that the total mixture was the shiur, the quantity of four of a four application with another quantity of four application. In other words, a minimal amount of blood that got mixed together. And when the Mishnah says, do an application of the four sides, it basically means do for each one of them a matan arba. And in effect, you're sprinkling all of the blood that got mixed up. The Gemara proceeds with a citation from our Mishnah, Matan Arba B'matono Achas, a case of a four got mixed up with a case of a one. In other words, a case of, let's say, Ola blood got mixed up with Meiser Behema blood. The Mishnah then went ahead and told us in this particular case where there was a Machloikis Tanoim. So the Shita adds here, or the Girs on the side adds, Mai Ika Lememar. How are you to explain the Mishnah through the eyes of Rav Ashi that holds Ein Bila with regard to this section? V'chi tema hochinami b'nis arev arba ba'achas, if you say that this case of the Mishnah involves an exact mixture of minimum quantities, namely the quantity of four sprinklings got mixed up with the quantity of one sprinkling, if that were the case, ihochi Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua hareu oiver al bal toisif. Well, by doing what you're supposed to, what is suggested in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua had addressed Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah and said, if you do like you said, namely you do a matan arba, you're over on bal tosif, on doing more than the Torah requires. But if you're talking about exact quantities that got mixed up, hocho bal tosif mehecho, where is there any bal tosif involved? Elo Omar Rova. Rova, at this point, changes the entire picture and says all of the explanations that we gave up till this point are irrelevant. Rava says bebolu lo pligi, in cases of dam that got mixed, two kinds of sacrificial blood that got mixed up into one vessel. In other words, one vessel contains a mixture of two kinds of bloods. There is no machlokis. Ki pligi, the machlokis, tanoim, the machlokis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, is bekoisos. It's a machlokis where cups of blood got mixed up, where there were cups of one kind of korban, cups of blood of one korban, and cups of blood of another kind of korban, and they got confused, and we don't know which cup is coming from which kind of korban. The Rebbe Lezer Islay Royin. Rebbe Lezer accepts the principle of Royin, which means that even if you're doing the an incorrect type of application, you have a right to view it as if it's water, so that you're in effect doing if you're, let us use a concrete example, if you're, let's say, sprinkling Ola blood on the upper part of the Mizbeach where it doesn't belong, well, at that point you have a right to say that if this is Chatas blood, then good, and if not, I'm viewing it as water. That's Royin, the ability to view the blood as if it's something else. The Rabbanon less lehu royin. The Rabbanon don't hold from that principle, and as a result of that, they will tell you yishpoich la'amo. It's important to point out that as far as the case of bowl is concerned, if it were bloods that got mixed up into one cup, then Rabbi Eliezer would not have been machshir, would not have allowed would not have said that you fulfill a requirement of any of the korbanos that got mixed in, because of what Rav Ashi said, that maybe when you applied the upper blood on the lower part of the Mizbeach and the lower blood on the upper part of the Mizbeach. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.